On the tip of the top of a mountain all snowy, where the ice-swirling, toe-curling blizzards are blowy, in a herd full of huddling yaks, big and small, lived Gertie, the littlest yak of them all. Now, Gertie was great at being a yak, with the curliest, whirliest wool on her back. She could clip-clop up cliffs, no matter how slippy, on little yak hooves that were splendidly grippy. Yes, Gertie was all that a small yak should be, but there isn't, she sighed, any bigness in me. I'm the yak at the back who is stuck in her smallness. I want to grow up and have greatness and tallness, with the hugest of hooves and humongous horns too. There isn't a thing that a big yak can't do. But yaks, Mummy smiled, are all shapes and sizes, and bigness can come in all sorts of disguises. Maybe one day you'll be huge, you'll be tall. So don't rush to grow up when it's great being small.